This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com. Tuesday Takeover with Laura White on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody, it's so nice to meet you all. Welcome to my first official takeover show. My name is Laura White. I'm sure you've all guessed by the incredibly northern accent. And I'm joined here today by my very, very dear friend and wonderful core radio host, Mr. Giovanni.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Love, I'm so well. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, good, good, good. Post-carnival, but good.
Yeah. And me and Giovanni, everyone. I mean, so Giovanni's just come from carnival. Mm. So not just literally this morning.
Yeah.
But we've literally been like racing around, getting the radio show started all day, getting everything together, haven't we, Giovanni?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been crazy.
But it's been fun. It's been fun. And it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting, everyone. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm a big, big fan of FUBAR Radio, and it's just a pleasure to play some ace music for you all today and to talk to you all.
Yeah.
So we're going to start the show. We're just going to talk a little bit about what we have coming up today. So we're going to be here today until 4 till 6. And yeah, so my name, those of you that haven't met me before, my name is Laura White, and I'm a singer and songwriter from Manchester. I've written songs for so many different artists like Rita Ora, Bugsy Malone, Example, Naughty Boy, so many amazing, amazing artists. But also as an artist, I'm a real soul girl, as you can tell by the Sam and Dave intro. And Giovanni, where would we know you from?
Well, funny enough, I slid into your DMs, didn't I?
Yeah, not in a dodgy way.
Yeah. In a very professional way, I have to add. I think I heard one of your songs on the radio, and I was just like, wow, this is. I need to know this person, and then here we are today on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. That's why I told Giovanni. I said, Giovanni, you're amazing on radio. So come on, join my show, join my show. So he's with me now. He's my partner in crime.
Yeah, yeah. Taking on the world.
Taking on the world together.
Yeah.
Naturally. So everyone, so so we're just going to start the show with anyway. We are, we're just going to talk a bit about what we've been up to. So Giovanni, so you went to the carnival yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So I was at carnival yesterday, which was really, really good fun. Had some jerk chicken, rice and peas. No jerk rice though.
No?
Yeah, no. But you know, the food was good nonetheless. I ended up at like an after party sort of thing.
Oh.
And randomly, Major Lazer were there. DJing.
Oh my god.
And it was like, it was just random because I didn't realise. And Diplo was there. It was
it was such a, obviously a big party, everyone was on.
Yeah.
And
but then you forget it's a Monday night and you know you've got things to do on Tuesday and then
he thought, I'm gonna have that Laura White ringing me in the morning, driving me mental.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like, that's why I messaged you before I went to bed. I was like, hey, yeah, I think I sent you a voice note and I was a bit merry in the voice notes. I was like, no, let me just not send this now and I'll speak to you the next day.
Oh my God. Yeah. Do you know what though? It's a funny thing because I used to live, when I first moved to London, I was telling Giovanni before, I was a real central London girl. I always lived in central. But obviously I was just such a mank. I was only really used to living in Manchester.
Yeah.
Then I moved to London and it was so big. But one of the places that I lived, so I moved from Central into Notting Hill and I lived on Portobello Road.
Mm.
But it's the weirdest thing. I think I've only actually been to Carnival once.
Yeah.
And I was a real Notting Hill girl, but...
What was your experience of Carnival when you went?
So, well, mine wasn't as glamorous as meeting Diplo and everybody. When I went, it was sort of like, it was like the last trails in the street. And like, I remember just walking around going, where can I buy lager from? And I bought like one can of lager.
Yeah, yeah.
At the bottom of some random road. It wasn't that great.
And was it
when
like overpriced as well, the logo?
Terrible, like, yeah. It wasn't a good experience.
Yeah. It's like I feel like bottles of, it's like, you know, like if you go somewhere like, I don't know, Vegas or Ibiza or even like at Carnival, they just rack up the price like a bottle of water, £10.
It's crazy. But anyway, so he's recovering today. Mm. He looks great though, Giovanni, he looked great.
Oh yeah. Oh thanks. So, well you're so do you. You're glowing, like there's an aura of positivity coming from your face right now.
The good vibes.
Yeah.
So Giovanni, so everything else you've been up to, you've just been, so you went to Carnival, then mm-hmm. you've been, because Giovanni also does a few other radio shows, he DJs.
Yeah, yeah.
What else have you been up to?
Yeah, so I'm a presenter, DJ, and I've got an events company as well, so maybe we can talk about that a little later in terms of the events and stuff. But yeah, no, I sort of DJ sort of all over, the UK, DJ abroad as well.
So he's been everywhere. Right now, he's been totally busy racing around. Then he had a birthday party in London.
Mm-hmm.
So we both were saying, though, now Giovanni is a Leo, I'm a Virgo. My birthday's coming up in about, well, it's on the 31st of August.
Yeah,
everybody send me presents.
That's like Friday, isn't it?
So I think it's on Friday, my birthday. But then you had a huge party in London.
Yeah,
and
that
was an amazing night. I was going to go, but I couldn't make it, everyone.
Yeah, I was upset about that.
I know, we won't mention that. But did you have a good birthday party?
Yeah, it was good, really good. I feel like as I get older, it takes me a lot longer to recover. Because that party was on like the 18th, and I feel like I only recovered the day before Carnival.
Jeez.
So I wasn't going to go to Carnival initially, and then it was just on the morning, suddenly I had second wind and was like, yeah, let's go.
So he's had a very much a party week. He's been partying all week.
To an extent. But now I'm chilling, you know.
It's chill time.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
So I'm going to go... So I think I'm going to go back to Manchester for my actual birthday. I think I always like... Though I'm always in London, I love seeing my family when it's my actual birthday. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But actually, it was this... So I came back to London because this week I had the... So everyone who supported the track, thank you so much. I just did the Street Life song with the amazing Bugsy Malone.
Nice, nice.
So I came back for Bugsy's launch.
Mm.
And then straight after doing all this promo and the amazing radio, and then going to go back and do my birthday at home.
Yeah.
Which, so talking about which, we are going to today talk about loads of inspirational things and the show's going to be amazing. We're going to talk about all the songs I've got coming up. We're going to learn about Giovanni's journey.
Mm.
But I think as we intro into all of this, shall we play Street Life? for everyone that's not heard it yet.
Yeah, why don't we get on it? And so this is your collaboration with Bugsy.
Yeah, this is the one. So everybody who's not got it, you can get Bugsy Malone's. So it's the newest album, which is called Be Inspired. And I think the track is number 13. And it was just amazing. Like we'd never met. I think he was the only Mancunian I ever met in the music industry, which was brilliant. and we just worked together this once, and then we got the track done. So this is Street nice. Life. Enjoy it, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to explain, cause I know that nobody's told him. It's alright saying you're my father, but you know family is not chosen. And we never got past our problems, like the PlayStation is not loading. And how can I call this home? It's more like a B&B with no rooms in. Tell him I'm close, but I'm still not over the smoke. I can walk into a room and choke. Takes me back to when there was no hope. We would sit with the curtains closed, so the bailiffs wouldn't think anyone's home. Sometimes the electric would go, it's like it was brighter out on the roads. I just want to explain, cause I know that he's never been told. To be someone's dad isn't the type of job you can finish early and go home. I was gonna write this down and send it to you in the post, but I needed the music, I want you to feel this one in your soul. See, when you're raised by someone, you have to take on their problems. Just cause you call somebody your son does not mean that you can rob them. And I don't even wanna go there, but who the fuck beats up children? Anyway, that's not helping. What's done is done, we kept moving in a totally different direction. You brought her up to be daddy's girl, but now daddy blames the recession. And that's why he's out shoplifting. And that's my little sister, I can't stand the fact that we're drifting. We're completely different, even though we share the same upbringing. Back when the vibe was good and Whitney Houston was singing, your love is my love, I couldn't picture anything changing. Where did it all go wrong? There's so much more to life I don't bring. Could have been family, and that's what's so frustrating.
Kissing the smell of a cigarette.
Song.
Yeah, Giovanni, thank you very much. And everyone, like Bugsy, what a guy. He's so nice. It's like a proper Manchester duet.
Yeah,
so
how does yeah, that was gonna say, like, how does that feel, you know, the fact that you're both from Manchester and you know you've been able to come together on that project?
So that particular song, like I was working a lot in the Naughty Boy camp and Naughty's been like, shout out to Naughty by his way if he's listening, what a guy.
Yeah.
He's literally like supported my music and took me in on so many sessions. And then he said, Laura, he said, I'm in with Bugsy Malone tomorrow. And I said, oh, he's from Manchester, I love Bugsy. He said, would you write some stuff with him? Like, come in tomorrow and we'll do it. And then we just did the one day. They played me the track and I was like, yes, I know exactly what I want to write. This Sorry About Street Life. And did it, cut it all in one day, and then it made the album.
Nice, nice, nice.
So it was so great. So the launch was last Thursday.
In London, or did he do it in Manchester?
No, he did it in London, okay, actually, which yeah. I thought, like, yeah, no way, I thought he'd do it in Manchester. Mm. But no, it was just over Waterloo Bridge where he had the launch.
Oh, yeah.
And I met another one of my favourite singers, Maverick Sabre, and it was just such a lovely night. But it was actually the first listening party that I'd gone to. And I couldn't believe that. I always thought a listening party, everyone would really sit and listen.
Yeah.
But it's not. Everyone just sort of drinks and it was only when Bugsy actually came on and performed where people were like, and I was like, no, I want to study the album.
Yeah, like, because you hear sometimes artists that like go to like somewhere remote and just bring like a few people along and like, this is the project, have a listen. But yeah, I guess it's a listening party, and it's probably also like a chance to kind of key people in the industry to sort of to hear it and stuff and to tweet about it and to talk about
it.
Yeah, there's probably like marketing and stuff as well, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So everyone, if you're listening, let me know if you love Street Life. Tell me what you think about the track. And let us know what you think. So we have got, okay, so I'm going to be checking the Twitter as well, everyone, as we go along. So shout out to Sarah Jenkins. Sarah supports everything I do. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
And Sarah's in Northern Ireland, which is very exciting. She's listening from a long way away. And then today, everyone, I don't know if you've all just seen as well, Jill Marie. So Jill was on The Voice quite a few years ago. Jill's also just tweeted. I don't know if you're listening, Jill. Hi, Jill. Jill's going to be coming on as well. And I wanted Jill to come on the show today because truly she has one of the most incredible voices in the UK. So I always just shout out people who are like real talent, you know. That's the main thing, that's what it's about.
Would you say you've got like a big network of like amazing singers and stuff over sort of throughout your journey? And
It's the weirdest thing, because when I first moved to London, I tell everyone this, I came from a tiny little town outside of Manchester, and I knew no one in London at first.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm so alone. And you know, you move here and you're like, right, I'm going to start writing my music and doing all this. And then over the years, then you just gradually meet so many people. And I mean, me and Giovanni, like, we only met once we did the radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I so connected with you, love. So I was like, let's do this. And then you just literally build, and that's how new friendships are made.
Definitely,
and it's
definitely
amazing, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
So, Giovanni, what's next?
So, we've got a bit of Alicia Keys. And I love Alicia Keys. From the first song I ever heard of hers, like just her voice and the fact that she, you know, writes and produces and plays the piano and stuff as well.
Alicia Keys, oh my goodness. So we've only picked amazing music for today, everyone.
Yeah. I think also the songs that we play today, it's almost like an insight into who you are as an artist as well, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Defo. I mean, and I wanted, like, when I first met Fubar, they were such an amazing team, and I was like, right, I'm going to do the show. Can I play all the music that I love, you know? And they were like, just play whatever you want. So I hope you all enjoy the music choice today. I've picked like all my favourite songs.
Yeah.
No, so this is You Don't Know My Name.
I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't wanna waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, cause I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. And I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. My cell phone breaking, hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say?
Everyone, yeah. Can I just say, I'm so excited that that was my favourite version of that Alicia Keys song that they just played.
Oh, what, with the outro?
With the outro, like the instrumental at the end. That's my favourite bit about the record.
Are you a sucker for outros then?
Oh, an outro, a string section, anything slightly. Burt Bacharach, Carole Bayer-Sayer, happy. So everyone, so me and Giovanni now, we're gonna have a little talk now about today's news updates.
Yes.
So for anyone as well, also I'm just gonna give a quick shout out to Nikki Box, who's listening. Mm-hmm. Hi Nikki.
Hey Nikki.
So Nikki's listening online as well. Mm-hmm. So everyone, like, you can send us any messages right now to Laura White a Fish on radio. It's not a fish, it's like half of official. And also, the email for the radio is takeover@fubarradio.com. Or you can tweet @fubarradio.
Yeah.
And you can ask us anything, right, Giovanni?
Yeah, anything. And
I'm a bit worried.
Yeah. Like, you know, if there's any secrets that you want to know about Laura or myself, then feel free to tweet away.
Ask us. The more controversial, the better.
Yeah.
A bit of controversy. Love.
it's an interesting day. There's a lot's been happening in the world and stuff. Like, I saw actually this morning, I was just like flicking through on the news and stuff, and I saw a video of Theresa May. Like, she's gone to, I think, South Africa to do what politicians do or whatever, but she's she was dancing, you know, like, you know, you've seen the video of, like, say, like Prince Harry, and he goes to Jamaica and then he's dancing.
Do you know what? Can I just say though, right? If you were Theresa May right now, you would be so much more careful. Like, what are you doing when you're out there? Sometimes I look at these videos and I'm like, I cringe.
Yeah, like, because she's trying to dance, like, I mean, some people have said that she's got rhythm, others have said she hasn't. but it's just almost like, you almost think that maybe her PR team told her to do it deliberately, yeah, almost, because maybe it shows, like, it shows some personality. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just found that quite interesting.
I must say as well, like, you know, I think at this point, like, for Teresa, my goodness, it's like every single day there's a different thing that's shown on her, and the lady has, like, crazy news every day, right?
I know.
Jeez, to be. But yeah, so for anyone who hasn't seen the Theresa May dancing video, please tweet us. Show us your own versions.
Yeah.
Maybe me and Giovanni later will do.
We'll do our... Tweet it. Do a little.
Giovanni, talking of dancing, are you a good dancer, and were you dancing at the carnival yesterday?
Yes, but I feel like if I came on there and said I'm a bad dancer, that wouldn't be doing me any favours. So yeah, no, I'm an amazing dancer. I'm okay. You know, I'm Jamaican, if that helps.
Be ready for him.
But yeah, I can't, to be honest with you, this was the first carnival where I wasn't really kind of, actually at the after party I was going for it, but at the carnival I was just happy just to kind of, like, have my rum punch and just to, yeah, have some, like I said, jerk chicken and stuff. Like, it was
good vibes.
Just
good,
good vibes, man. Just chilling on you know, by the sound system. Jeez. And stuff. What about you?
Yeah, do you know, I'm one of those dancers where it's the weirdest thing, right? If I'm on a stage, or, okay, when I was younger and people would go, yeah, let's give Laura a routine. No, I'm dreadful. I am, like, the worst ever. But saying that, if I'm at, like, a bar or a club and the right music's on, I think I'm brilliant.
Yeah. Are you, what sort of...
Then I'm like, yeah.
What sort of... music
could be the drink.
gets you.
So
in your...
usually, I mean, the music. So when I'm at home, I'm very old, you know, very old fashioned, like jazz, soul. But the weirdest thing is I'm a big rap fan. I love hip hop.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna go out, I'll usually go to places that are more soul, R&B.
Yeah, where you can kind of, like, wind your hips a little bit.
And I'm terrible, you know. I always say every time I go out, right, I'm going to eat my dinner and then I won't be drunk. And I always don't eat enough. I have one rum and then I think I'm the best dancer in town.
I'm
terrible.
Yeah. But it's funny, sort of just, like, back on that sort of whole news and stuff, like Taylor Swift.
For people who haven't seen yet, like, Taylor Swift also, like, she's one of my favourite singer-songwriters, in the sense of, the reason I love Taylor as well, like, she's, for years and years, was a real writer before known as an artist. And so I so appreciate a struggle and a work ethic of writing all the songs and being this girl in Nashville, like, really amazing. So on the news, I don't know if everyone's heard yet, but on the news today, like, she signed her record deal when she was 15. So she's now 28. She's obviously sold millions and millions of records. And now her record deal is up for discussion. So it's whether she wants to sort of, you know, renew the record deal. Is she going to go independent? What is she going to do? What do you think, Giovanni, when you read that?
Because the contract, I think it comes to an end in November. And then, it's interesting in terms of, because as an artist, when she started, obviously, she was relatively unknown. So she would have probably just taken what she was given, maybe. And now she's probably got quite a lot of pulling power. Do you now, as an artist, just go independent in the sense of, I'll just upload something online and people can just download it? But then obviously record labels do so much for, like, especially majors, they do so much for you, don't they, from, like, marketing to organizing tour dates and
I think it's the weirdest thing, because sometimes I think, you know, like, so me as an artist, right, I always felt like creatively, because I wanted to write my own songs and really, I guess, make music that not necessarily was dance and massively commercial at, like, one time. So I needed that more of a creative input and the right team around it. So if it was going to be a label around it, they'd have to really get the vision and support it. Whereas I think Taylor's, like, so big, so independently she can run it.
Yeah.
But she also needs so much help, like, worldwide for distribution of it all. And
that's just the music side of things. There's, like, brand collaborations and, you know, there's so much stuff that, like, labels could do for you. But then she could still be independent and get, I don't know, like almost create a company that does all of that.
That does it all.
And then, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So everyone, let us know what you all think anyway. Mm. What should Taylor do? I'm really interested in this because I love, like, and you know what I always say to my fans and different people who I speak with, so many people know about, they don't have to be in the music industry to have a real understanding of, they can see, like, so many of my fans when they come to my gigs, they say, Laura wasn't as happy that night, or she was better this night, or they can really see and know what the artist needs best. So I'm really interested what music people and lovers really feel about it. So tweet us, everyone, tell us what you think, and
at
tell me
FUBAR
your favourite
radio.
At FUBAR Radio, and tell us your favourite Taylor song as well, because I'm really interested in that as well.
Are you a fan of, like, X Factor or Bake Off, because they're both back?
So
both
everyone. So
well, actually, that's
so
funny you say.
Talk about these. So me and Giovanni were talking before. Like, a lot of the more songs now I've written for people and for myself, not now as many know, like I did X Factor years ago. But it's still, like, I look at it, Giovanni, as, like, it was a real great starting place. I mean, before the show, I was in, for those that don't know, I was in Mark Ronson's band and did lots of other music. But I did the show because I'd sort of hit that point where I was in, living in, like, a really small town. And I was just like, where can I get a manager? Where can I get, you know, it was like the next place I needed was to just sort of get my voice heard. So
yeah,
I did the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like, back then, I mean, that was 10 years ago, and it felt like a much more music-based show.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's so much about viewings and the judges and the, you know, which is, I mean, it's really, people love it. Like, it makes great TV. So I must say, as well, I'm totally excited about Bake Off coming back as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like. But it's but so yeah, so the new X Factor judges, do we know the other? So it's Louis Tomlinson, it's Robbie Williams and his wife.
And his wife.
Which is a bit random.
Yeah.
And Mr. Carroll. So everyone, tell us what you all think about this as well. Like, I don't know, I just feel, I don't know how you feel about this, Giovanni, but I feel like I wish these shows were just more real, like, real musicians judging the show. You know, I know Robbie and his wife, that, like, have done music industry for years, but I feel like, wow, if we had, like, a writer on, or an artist that had done years and years of, like, really being, that's why I love Jessie J on The Voice,
because
she could really guide a singer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, she's been through it herself and stuff. And that's not to say, obviously, Robbie hasn't had his own, like, his own journey and stuff, but I think it's almost like a reflection of where we are today in society, in terms of just, like, it's all about, it's a TV show at the end of the day. They need viewers, they need, like, numbers. So rather than, you know, having a judge who, you know, who's somebody who's written, for example, written songs for so many people, but no one knows who they are, they'll get Robbie Williams and his wife on, because maybe they might have an argument on TV, and then it just becomes something that draws people in. Which, I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but
which is just so, I mean, truthfully, now if I took over the X Factor and ran it, I just have amazing singers on. And, like, all amazing writers, you know. And
who would you have if you could, like,
judges
yeah, who would you have?
So I'd have, okay, I think I'd have, do you know what, I'd have someone totally old school, like Burt Bacharach, because amazing songwriter, knows so much musically. I'd have an artist that's, again, amazingly musical, but gets the industry, like an Alicia Keys. Maybe a really great business brain, like a Clive Davis.
That would be a good lineup.
And then for the positive vibes, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled,
I love DJ Khaled.
Yeah, isn't he doing, like, a show with, like, Diddy or something? They've got, like, it's almost, it's like,
oh, yeah, the four thing. I saw this.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I agree with, was it in a box design, Nikki Box?
Like,
personally, like, I don't watch X Factor. Like, Nikki Box has said, X Factor has been poop for the last 9 years. And then she's winked her eye and the crying emoji. It's not about the music. What do you think?
Well, do you know what? I think okay, let's be honest now. If we did make it a show that was just about incredible singers, for people that aren't, you know, people love entertainment as well, right? So I get that. But I think a TV show, of course, has to be entertaining. But I still think the final decisions based on artists that are signed, and I still think that should be real A&R decisions. Like, you know, it shouldn't be on, yeah, okay, we're just going to go for this, and really, if a judge thought it wasn't that great, he'd pick it anyway. It shouldn't be that, because then I think real talent is lost, you know? It's
so,
like...
So basically, not another Jedward.
Oh, like it's the worst thing as well, because I mean, I always say, like, I'll never call anyone for going on it, because I think it takes guts, you know, to put yourself forward, and just to, like, with anything in life, to be brave to do anything definitely deserves, like, you know, you need to praise it.
Definitely.
But yeah, I just think it would be so much more wonderful for talent to actually get heard, you know, and that's why. And also now, like, as a writer, I always remember my journey coming through as a songwriter. Before I was published, it was so difficult to get signed writers to work with you to begin with. So now, like, when I signed my publishing, and obviously I'm still, you know, I've only been writing songs maybe 8 years, something like that. But all my life, I always said I'll work with anyone, as long as I'm like, I believe in this, and there's talent with it. I think that's what it should be based on. And then the game changes, you know. I think people have got to get in with talent a lot of the time. So,
and it's almost like, you know, like with, like, Big Brother, for example. When that first came, I was like, this is really cool. I'd do something like this. It's an experiment. Whereas now, I mean, I don't watch it now, but now it just seems as if it's one of those shows where people go on there with the aim of becoming famous.
Which is sad. Yeah. And the concept of it actually was, like, really unique and different. And Giovanni, you would be amazing on Big Brother.
Do you think? Why is that?
He'd be so good. I'm going to put Giovanni forward.
I don't think I'll be going into the Big Brother house anytime soon.
He's not going to do it. I know. Me and Giovanni were old school.
I would do it as an experiment, you know, like, off camera, like, you know, somewhere else or whatever.
You know,
going to a random house with, just for the experience, you know.
Definitely.
Can't have my nan watching me in the Big Brother house.
They never forgive us. Okay, everyone. So on that note, anyway, talking of DJ Khaled...
Would you do Love Island? Oh, sorry.
Oh, so now would I do Love Island? There's a question. Okay. Do you know what? I'm terrible. I mean, everybody who knows me knows what I'm like. Any time that I do watch or read or play anything, podcasts, books, anything, it's of a... I like to learn in life, you know. I love being inspired. And today we've got a really inspiring show. Like, we've got business people coming on and real artists that are really inspiring. And I think, I don't know, I kind of... Anything that I watch TV-wise that's just reality and based on not much substantial... goodness. I find it a bit like, oh, this is so silly. So Love Island, actually, I've never got into it. It's just not my thing. Giovanni, do you enjoy it? I mean,
do you know what? So
many love it, don't they? Though?
Yeah, like, do you know, I never watched it until one of my friends went in.
Oh, geez, no way.
Yeah, well, two of my friends ended up going in.
Who were?
Savannah Darnell. We did a TV advert together. And then she went in, but she was only there for like 4 days or something. And then later on, my friend Paul Knops, he ended up being a runner-up. And so I wasn't watching it. And then when Savannah, like, put it out that she was going in, I was like, okay.
You have to watch it. Yeah.
And then, like, I put my hands up. I kind of got addicted to it, which I was not expecting.
That's what everyone tells me. They always say, Laura, when you watch it, you love it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's just like a guilty pleasure, isn't it, almost?
But do you know, my only guilty pleasure in life is Sex and the City. Giovanni, that's my favourite.
Is it?
I said that last time I was here, I embarrassingly left my phone on loud, and it was the Sex and the City ringtone. And I was like, no!
Yeah.
So, well, I can have Sex and the City and Giovanni can have Love Island.
Love Island,
That can be our guilty
pleasure. That can be our guilty pleasures, right? And Bake Off.
Yeah, so Bake Off. So everyone, I don't know who's listening. I mean, whoever watches Bake Off has become, like, especially in London, it's like the biggest following ever. Like, people love Bake Off. So I do try and catch it. I mean, it's a great show. Giovanni, are you a good cook?
Yeah.
What do you cook at home? Who do you live with, Giovanni? I don't even know this. I'm going to find out. Are you with your family, Giovanni?
No, I've got my own place.
Always living the dream.
Yeah, you know.
He's got a bachelor pad.
Yeah, I throw it down in the kitchen.
And what's your best meal that you make?
I'd say like curry chicken or jerk chicken, like something Jamaican. Great. Rice and peas, plantain.
Jeez, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be going round. I'll be coming round on a Sunday.
Yeah. I'm actually like, this is a side note, I'm actually getting a new kitchen, putting and stuff. So once that's all sorted, yeah, come through.
Know it, Jermaine. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Can you handle spice?
Oh, I can handle spice. I mean, I love anything that's just like a good, proper, but I love anything that's like a proper Sunday dinner. I'm going to come on a Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
That'll be best.
But
on
you
a
have
Sunday
to bring a dish as well.
Yeah.
And what dish would that be?
Okay, so I think the thing that I'm probably best at making would probably be, my grandma taught me how to make a real traditional lasagna.
Ooh.
And honestly, Giovanni, yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, mm-hmm, it's so, so good. Mm. So I think I'll bring that.
Okay, bring that.
I'll bring the main. You make a fabulous dessert.
Okay, yeah.
We're on it.
Yeah, we're on it.
Dessert. We're on it.
I can take care of dessert.
Yeah! Okay, everyone. So we're now going to play one of my favourite new songs at the moment. This is a DJ Khaled song. Are we ready, Giovanni?
Let's get it on. No,
it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
We the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it'll change your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up.
This whole time, I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. She looking, she look like she nasty. She looking, she look like she classy. She looking, just look at her dancing. Look at her, she looking, I took her to the mansion.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up.
I ain't got no chain. Not on the list, I ain't got no name. But we in it, bitch, I'm not no lame. And I keep it Ben Franklin, I'm not gonna change. A lot of these old messy. I just want you and your bestie. I don't got the answer, but whenever you text me, it's multiple choice and they all wanna test me. Choosing a squad. She tryna choose between me, Justin Quay, and a sword. She told me that she learned that I make music for God. I told her I would let her see that blood.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me sitting up, demanding my attention, had to give it up. Look like somebody designed you, dropped it gorgeous. You made me wanna live it up. Your presence is critical, moving my soul, yeah, you're spiritual. They hate it when you notice me, make everybody else invisible. Breaking all the rules, so above the law. I'll be your excuse.
Damn right.
You don't go wrong, no. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me.
another one.
There we go. DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. We the best. So Giovanni's just told me that he watched DJ Khaled live at Coachella.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And he brought out like a load of guests. I can't remember who now off the top of my head, but it was mad. I twisted my ankle actually at that performance because I was just excited jumping around.
With dancing.
Yeah, like literally.
It's all the good dance moves, Giovanni, there we go.
Yeah, it's those backflips, isn't it?
And
yeah.
So let's talk now about all the recent press at the VMAs. So we're going to talk now, everyone, as well, like, everyone who's listening knows, you know, my absolute biggest idol, inspiration of all time is Aretha Franklin, you know? Aretha just literally, like, was the first artist I heard that I was like, oh, my God, when I write, you know, when I write songs, when I perform, she just gave me that feeling of, like, when you sing, you have to literally put your heart and soul and everything that you do into it.
Yeah.
And was the first person that really, you know, when, like, you hear someone and it goes straight to your soul and you're like, oh, wow, this is the woman. I'd play it every single day of my life, Giovanni, like, just the absolute queen of soul. She changed millions of people's lives worldwide.
Yeah. I can just remember sort of when I was younger and do you know that Natural Woman? You, mate. I can just remember, like, my mum playing that and her voice, and is just insane. And I genuinely feel that, like, you know, music wouldn't necessarily be as, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it wouldn't be as, like, as it wouldn't be where it is today without, you know,
of course.
In terms of the people that she's influenced to, obviously around today still and stuff. And
so much.
You know, it's a shame. To have lost such a legend, but her legacy lives on through the music and the people she's influenced, right?
So much. And the day, I mean, Aretha's had, like, a lot of times. I actually was so lucky. About three or four years ago, I actually got to see her live in Atlanta.
Wow.
And it changed. Like, I flew over. My sister was so amazed. My sister got me tickets. And my sister's actually currently now living in Canada. So we met halfway. I came from the UK and then she came from Canada and we met and watched her live. She was just unbelievable live, like the greatest gig I've ever seen. And I've just, over the years, like, I've just followed her and watched her. And she was just, she had times where she got poorly a lot. Obviously, she was getting older. But when the day actually came and everyone said, Laura, she's dead, it was just, like, honest to God, it felt like this was a moment in my life where, like, it's never quite the same.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the worst thing was, it was on the day of the Bugs in Malone launch.
Oh.
So I heard the news about 2 hours before I had to go there. And my head was just like, oh, you know, and you're just heartbroken.
Yeah, yeah.
And then did you see the VMAs? So then there was all the thing about what Madonna said.
Yeah, like, I think, yeah, everyone, you know, started paying tributes and stuff to her and stuff. And obviously Madonna, she obviously gave her, she was asked to give a tribute at the VMAs and she did it. And then it just seems that she just got slaughtered for it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, yeah, it, people were just saying that, you know, she made it about her and not about Aretha Franklin.
I think it's the weirdest thing, though, because I think anyone that's asked to, like, do a speech at such a sad time, like, is put under real pressure to, like, say, you know, no one can say enough about Aretha because she's everyone's, you know, she's heaven sent, right?
Yeah.
So you just couldn't say enough. So I think out of everything that you take from it is just amazing that, yes, she's top of the charts right now. The world is talking about Aretha Franklin, and I just think that's the main thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Well, Madonna, because, you know, all of the sort of criticism she got, she apparently said that she did not intend to do a tribute to her because, you know, that would be impossible to do in 2 minutes. And, and obviously she said that people have got, like, short attention spans and have kind of taken things, like, out of context and, you know, quick to judge. But I mean, you know, like, if she's, you know, I just think people sometimes might just complain about You know, sometimes people just complain
just
about anything.
To say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah, like...
when it should be just about the music, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, everyone... Anyway, we're going to play my favourite lady of all time. Mm. Let's remember how amazing the voice and the music was. Also, the amazing thing is about this song, we've picked it because the amazing Otis Redding wrote this song as well. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's get it on.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Oh, that we were good. Singing. We were singing away.
I know. I've got a little video of you, you know, going. How was that? Was that good?
Yeah, it was really good. That was quite good. Mm.
Can you do it? Can you?
Oh. He's just said to me, he's like, Loz, Natalie Kendrick, Natalie's with us as well. And Natalie was like, right, Laura, who are you going to write songs for next? And we're just chatting. And then Giovanni was like, me?
Yeah.
She's writing me one next.
Yeah.
You never know.
Do you know what? I know we're going to get onto some of your music later on and stuff, but
yeah.
I feel like maybe like you should just do a little riff or something.
What can I sing, everyone? We'll sing one line of Aretha.
Yeah, go
so,
on.
If you're gonna do right, all by one man.
Yeah! Wow.
I really miss singing.
Wow. I could listen to your voice all day.
Yeah. And when I first interviewed with Giovanni on Represent Radio, I came in and we did a big interview and we didn't sing.
No.
And we were like, why?
Yeah. I was like, do you know what? I think the reason why, if I'm being honest with you, why we didn't probably do any singing is because I was like, you might just distract me from the rest of like the show, and I'll be like, oh, what am I playing next? And it might just get... But now the ice is broken and stuff, like, you can sing to me all day.
I can sing forever.
Yeah.
And if anyone's listening, if you're in... So we're near Camden right now. Mm. If anyone's listening and you've got a guitar, come down to FUBA. Let's do some live singing.
We'll do a jamming session.
Come on, So we're going to now talk about our journeys. So Giovanni, talking of... So Giovanni is also on Represent Radio.
Yeah.
He's amazingly come to Fubar Radio today. You should do a show here as well. He's going to just do shows everywhere because, as you can all hear, he's incredible. He's the best talker in the world. Girls, don't
second
fall for
best.
It.
You're the best talker.
He's too good a talker. You'll totally fall in love, everyone. So, tell us your journey. Like, how did you first, for anyone listening who's listening and thinks, I'd love to get into radio and to, like, just start off in, because it's obviously, is it quite a competitive industry, I can imagine?
Yeah, it is, and I think, especially sort of, I think the generation that's coming through at the moment is, it's everything, social media, so people can be a presenter just by, creating a video on their phone and putting it online, and, before you know it, they've got a series that goes viral. It's like that guy that used to go to, I think he went to chicken shops and he was, reviewing random chicken shops, and now he's got a show on Channel 4.
He
did all of that sort of, off his phone or whatever it was. And, so I kind of got into... I've been a DJ for about 9-10 years. But I kind of got into presenting almost accidentally. I've always, spoke, and, so much so that when I was younger... Like, my mum would be like, oh, you've always got something to say.
Yeah, told you, girls, sweet talker. He's a sweet talker.
But, I joined Represent Radio last year, November. I'd done sort of guest mixes previously, etc. And, I've got my show on a Monday at lunchtimes there.
Everyone check it out. It's great as well. Such a good show.
Yeah, and, do that with my DJing. And, I think in January, that was kind of the moment when I kind of stepped into it fully, just because of a few things that happened.
Which he's going to tell us about. Now, everyone, this is so, so exciting. Now, firstly as well, a lot of people can go, wow, that's lucky, but it's not lucky. I really believe in life, right? I think, and I say this to everyone, I think you have to, if you have a dream, any sort of dream, I think you have to, follow the signs and go for everything, you make your own luck. So Giovanni obviously went into radio there, was doing remixes, spoke with someone and said, I'd love to do this, and then next thing you're doing your own show and it's amazing. Giovanni, tell all the listeners the most exciting thing ever that you did. Making your own luck.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they came to the station just to sort of do a visit, and as they walked past, I gave Prince Harry my business card.
He's that guy. The guy.
And I was just like, oh, if you need a DJ, I'm the guy. And that moment got filmed and it got tweeted, and then before I knew it, I was on...
It went viral.
Yeah, viral. I was on Good Morning Britain, MTV, E! News, trending on Twitter, Time, literally just, everywhere, to the point where, if you just type my name in Google or whatever, which was crazy, and I never really experienced that kind of exposure before. But what it did show me is just what you said, I'm a strong believer in shooting your shot, don't be shy, just if there's something you want to do, ask.
Just go for it.
Yeah, they say it sounds so cheesy, but they say aim for the stars and you might land on the moon.
You might land on the stars.
That's what we're aiming for, right? But just shoot, don't put yourself in a box. Do you know what I mean?
But it was the weirdest thing, because when Giovanni actually said, and I'm that guy, I was like, oh my gosh, because I saw that all over the news at the time. And I was saying before, I remember saying to one of my friends, I said, that guy is so brave, to just go up to Prince Harry and say, I want to do your wedding.
I just think
It's so brave, Giovanni.
I think for me, and I've always had this, even when I was at uni and going for an interview for a part-time job at Currys or Asda or whatever, for me, whenever I meet someone, doesn't matter what your title is, it's just a relationship sort of thing. So for me, even though he's a prince and stuff, I was just I'm just going to give you my business card and see what happens. And do you know what I mean?
Giovanni, was he a nice guy?
Yeah, no, he was cool.
He's a cool guy.
Good old Hazard.
Harry! So that's so exciting, everyone. And it is, I think with our job, it's to get into, to do radio and music. It's, I don't know, though, because a lot of people say to you, oh, it's a tough industry and... But honestly, I remember when I first signed with my publishers, my publisher said, how have you not met a lot of these, people who do you wrong in the industry? And And I think as long as you just keep about the music and about the radio and the love of it, good will just follow.
Keep your mind in the positive side of it,
and everything flows.
And
right,
I think,
you know,
it's also good to have like good people around you as well, like people who are for you.
So true.
So like, if you've got, whether you said you've got your sister or whoever you've got, you know, someone that you can kind of just get a second opinion on from time to time as well, and you know,
so true.
Yeah. But tell us about your music and stuff, like.
So, like I said, when I first moved to London, I mean, I was in Mark Ronson's band first. You know, I gigged as a jazz singer for many years, like, you know, just trying to keep building my fan base underground, and went, put it on MySpace. That's where Ronson found me. Then I did the show, moved to London, lived in a hostel at first, like, you know, because didn't have the monies to come to London. And then over the years, like, just then went back to just completely being independent and released 3 EPs. I released, wrote all my own music, wrote songs for a lot of other artists. And the first breaks I got was, obviously I was unpublished at this point, so I had a number one in China.
Wow, China.
It was a Chinese artist. That was the first song cut I ever had.
Yeah.
It was a song called Damn Baby, and it was great. But it was the funniest thing, Giovanni, it was so funny because it was like a beautiful ballad, like, Damn Baby. It was so nice. Mm. But then we got the Chinese version. It was like, oh my gosh. It was like, and I was like, oh my God, what's up? And it was beautiful, and I love Chinese singing.
Yeah.
But like, when you first hear it, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so different.
Wow.
But it went, God bless Jin Lee, like, that was the artist, and it went so number one in like Beijing, Hong Kong, all these amazing places. And then then I had a few song cuts in like Germany, Spain, Holland, different places. And then the first big cut I had was a Rita Ora single, and that was the one that got the Grammy nomination. Yeah, we were like, what?
Tell us what that one was.
So that was a song called New York Raining. I did that, and then that sort of just kept leading to Galantis, to Example, to so many other songs, and then doing my own music. But though I've done a few features, like the Bugsy Malone song, I always just kind of really keep to musically what I love as an artist, and just keeping my lane with a real soul pop vibe for myself.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
So, but the journey is just incredible. Like, from starting with just really a tiny town in Manchester, and then, but I think for me, like, the toughest thing, though, it's years of not making any money and that sort of thing, and keeping your mind going, the tough things for me as well were like leaving my family all back at home moving to London, not knowing anyone. And it's more like the little things that really are the toughest things to like overcome, I've found. I don't know if you find that with your journey.
I think it's the smaller things sometimes. I think for me, obviously, completely agree. I think as a sort of like, you know, DJ presenter, coming from my background before that was corporate, in the corporate world and stuff.
Believe it or not. Giovanni was a lawyer, right?
Yeah. And
which
so
it's amazing though.
And so like going to work and stuff, like I'm in an office with like hundreds of people and there's just all these interactions and stuff. And now I'm just kind of almost like living that entrepreneur life, which is, you know, I don't actually have a bespoke office. Like I run my business from either like a coffee shop or from my flat, or I go to like Shoreditch House or something, called, do you know what I mean? The
Jeez.
Curtain. But like, it's just a different, you know, mentality and stuff, and that's a challenge in itself.
And to keep yourself sort of inspired and stimulated every day, because I think when you're self-employed, for anyone who's listening, you know, I know Nikki was listening, like, she's started her own design business and designs lots of things, which is called Inner Box, everyone. You've got to check it out on Twitter. She'll tweet now with my tag in it as well. And it's that, like, just keeping yourself inspired every day and just getting out there, you know. So leading to that anyway, I think we should play a song. Shall we play one of the songs off my last EP?
Let's hear, I think we should hear more of your voice.
Yeah. And then, there's not enough music today with Major Van. I want to sing more, and I wish there was a guitarist, man.
and then what have you got coming up after that?
So I'm currently now. So everyone, so I'm going to be doing all the things with the Bugsy song. My second single is going to be coming in October, which is going to be really another really exciting feature. Shout out to Miss Banks, who did my first single. And then I've also got a song coming with an incredible worldwide DJ. I think he's going to be doing an interview with us called Hugel.
Nice.
And then just a few more things, maybe me and Sigma as well, and a few more little things.
Wow.
So there's a lot happening this year. And I'm just going to try and take my mum everywhere. I mean, she loves it.
Nice.
Take my mum everywhere.
Cool. All right, well, let's get on That
Girl. So what are we playing next? This is That Girl.
Yeah. That was good. That girl.
There we go, everyone. Okay, everyone. So this is going to be now our first interview for the day. It is an absolute honour to introduce this man. He's one of the most amazing people I've ever worked with. me and this guy have a song coming out September 21st.
Nice.
It's going to be worldwide, everyone. Multi-million selling DJ Huge L.
Huge L. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Huge L.
Hey.
I hear you.
Hi, Huge L.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Bonjour, bonjour.
Ça va?
Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
You speak a good French, that's nice.
Yeah, that's all. That's as far as my French goes. I wish I knew more. And
so, Huge L, listen, I'm just gonna quickly say how we met. So, me and Huge L, obviously, everyone who knows him, like, he's just multi-million selling. Like, this guy is incredible. Mm. And we met just through some producer friends of mine, incredible guys from London, called Sunder. And I was sent over to work with Huge L, and we worked in Ibiza. So, Huge L, are you in Ibiza right now?
Yeah, I'm at the beach right now. I'm actually at the beach. I just went back from the water just to take the call.
What a guy.
Living the life.
He's always swimming.
Yeah. I mean, it's my week off. You know, I've been touring crazy this month, like 17 shows.
Wow.
So I got like 4 days off now, and I need to relax at the beach. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So Huge L, be good to know, sort of like how, because you're a DJ as well. And
that's my main. That's my main job. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you start out to go from there to then have like such a really smash track with Bella Ciao? Like how did it go from, you know, just being a DJ to being a DJ / producer?
That's the weird thing about this. It's like I just did an edit for my DJ set. I just wanted to have a bootleg, a kind of personal edit for playing Tomorrowland or Ibiza or all the gigs I do during the summer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I grew up with this song, with the Bella Ciao one, because I'm from Marseille, and I grew up with, like, Italian, Corsican people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched the Netflix series La Casa de Papel, then I was like, yeah, it could be great to do an edit with that, and I did it, and I put it on the internet for free.
Mm.
And, after 1 week, the numbers was crazy on it, and then, you know, the label started to call us and everything, and we made an official release.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't expected that it would become a club hit, you know.
Yeah.
I just thought that it was a DJ track for clubs and everything, but it turned into a pop hit, and now we get like gold records, platinum records, and it's just crazy.
That's mad.
So, Huge L, how many streams are you now up to with Bella Ciao?
We are around like 100 million, I think, something like that.
Gee, wow. This guy.
And how has your DJ career changed as a result of this song?
That changed crazy. Yeah. I mean, the first thing is like the request for touring.
Mm.
Obviously the email box is like full for all Europe.
Mm.
And also, of course, the price change, you know, the gigs, we sell it like for more money,
yeah,
which is great.
Mm.
And the good thing is the song didn't even release in the US. Mm. It will be released next week in United States.
So wow. I'm really excited about that. That's mad.
So Huge L, so when we met in Ibiza, I mean, you told me a bit about your background and how you started in music, and so you're originally from Marseille,
yeah,
in France.
Exactly.
And did you always? I mean, how did you first know that you wanted to go into music? Like, what was the first, you know, what was the starting point with your music career?
I wasn't that good at school, so I dropped out of school really young, when I was about 17 or something, and I was really into this DJ thing. I just wanted to do that. And how I started, I don't really know, actually. My mom was listening a lot of records. When I was young, a lot of funk records, disco records, and I was into hip-hop and R&B really, really young. When I was like 9, 10, I started to listen to a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think music was always been part of my life. And
awesome. He loves it.
I was a musician, you know. I never learned how to make music, to compose music. So I discovered the turntables, and I started to mix records together. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I was feeling like Beethoven with his piano, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And I did. So
nice. And do you have any plans to come to London anytime soon?
I live in London, actually.
Oh,
I mean,
sweet.
I'm living in Ibiza for summer, but I live in London the rest of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. I've only ever known Hugel to be in Ibiza. But so, he is based in London.
Be ready, because I'm back. I'm back. 1st November, I'm back in town.
Lock the girls away, everyone. Lock the girls away. He's coming back.
And he's going to be fresh as well. Fresh off a USA release. And
jeez. So everyone, you've all got to check out Hugel's music. So Hugel, what's your Twitter again, love? What's your, and your Instagram?
My Instagram is Hugel, H-U-G-E-L, Thug like a Thug, T-H-U-G.
That's it, Hugel Thug. And me and Hugel have a song that's going to be coming at the end of September, which is going to be crazy.
What sort of vibe?
Yeah, I'm super excited to release it. But, that's going
to
be sick.
And this man, like, what an incredible musician. It is an honour to have a song with him. Like, he's so amazing. Mm. So Hugel, can you talk a bit about the record, Hugel? Yeah. Where is it? I mean, he's now finishing it all up now. No, he's the mastermind behind it.
The record is it's just a cover of the Lady Marmalade song from Patti LaBelle.
Ah.
And
it's an exclusive.
It's a really nice DJ record, because we turn it into a house music track. So I think they're going to make the girls dance everywhere in the world. especially because the only French word that all these girls know everywhere in the world is Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I think they're going to sing that everywhere. I'm really excited, because it's great for DJ in the club, but it's also great for radio.
Yeah.
And I think it's the perfect, mix between the pop and the DJ track. So it should be something nice.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah,
and Laura is amazing on it. She is like one of the best singer I worked with in the studio. Most of the time when you go studio, you need to record like 2, 3, 4, 5 times the same line to have it done. And she is doing it at the first time. She recorded the song at like 30 seconds.
Professional.
So I tell you what.
Crazy.
So me and Hugel, anyway, we're gonna now. Giovanni, you're gonna come with us. Hugel, you're gonna love Giovanni when you meet Giovanni as well. Love.
Yeah, I'll come.
Yeah, sure.
We're gonna tour it worldwide. Like, we're gonna take it to TVs, radio, everywhere, and play all the cities, all the different countries, aren't we, Hugel? He's gonna take me around the world. God knows if I'm ever gonna get back.
That would be great. Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
So everyone, listen, Hugel, thank you so much anyway for this interview. You're just the most amazing guy, and everyone,
thank
keep
you so
following
much for
him.
Having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. For
keep
speaking
following him, everyone. Yeah. Everyone, you're all going to now enjoy Bella Chai
and enjoy Ibiza and the swimming. We're jealous.
Yeah. I will, for sure.
Oh, bye, Hugel. We love you, Hugel.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ciao, 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 e se muoio da partigiano, tu tu mi devi seppellire e seppellire la sua montagna. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 seppellire la sua montagna sotto l'ombra di un bel fiore.
That was a good song.
It was so good. Hugel. Shout out to Hugel.
Shout out to Hugel. Amazing.
He's Bella such Chow. A lovely man as well. Yeah. And every time I speak with him, I think, what a lovely guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And we've got another guest on the phone now, haven't we?
Yes, we do. So I'm so excited now to introduce this next guest. Mm-hmm. Me and this next guest, so this is Jill Marie Cooper. Now, we've actually never met in person. Mm. But hi, Jill. Oh, she's here.
Hi.
Hey, Jill.
But do you know what? I always, everywhere I go, I'm like, listen, this girl, like, you meet some good singers in life, yeah. And then you meet Jill Marie.
Yeah.
So this girl, I tell everybody about her. Mm. And Jill, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, my love. It's so nice to meet you. Jill, this is the first takeover show I've ever done in my life.
Oh, really? That's what I wanted to be part of it. So,
So welcome to the show, my love. So me and Giovanni, I've got Giovanni with me as well today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, mm. And so we were just talking about, this is like a really inspirational show of like, so Giovanni's done so many amazing things with his radio, with his career. You know, I'd built my music and my songs for years, and I was like, wow, like Jill's really had a journey as well, and come through. You've really, really had such a long journey. So Jill, so before, I mean, obviously, so many people will know you from doing The Voice.
Yes.
What has been your actual journey in music, Jill? Tell us everything. And I'm so excited to hear this, to hear a full story.
Where do I start? I mean, do you mean prior to The Voice, or do you mean now?
Yeah.
Start with before The Voice, anyway. We'd love to hear all that.
Goodness me. So before The Voice, I was a bit of a theatre school child. Like I wasn't a brassy child, but I definitely went to Still Be Young, so I was going to do like musical theatre and stuff. Quite similar to Jessie J, I think that's how she started out, isn't it? And I was actually in a few random girl bands that kind of never went anywhere. And then from there, I just really felt that music was what I wanted to do, but my own music and the girl band thing wasn't really for me, so I kind of left that. And then ever since, I've been like grafting, making contacts in the music business, and just working on my own stuff, and obviously like gigging, and now I do a bit of theatre in between as well, because that's kind of my background, so it kind of balances out with like writing my own songs. And now I'm about to launch a crowdfunding campaign to fund the release and completion of my EP, which has been a long time coming. Like, some of the songs I've had for like nearly 8 years now. But it's just been a matter of timing, and I think just knowing out of those songs, kind of probably similar to yourself, Lauren, just writing so much, and then kind of going, this is who I am, and these are the ones I want to keep, and with the other ones, I'm not sure where they'll end up, but we'll see.
But you know what, though?
So that's kind of where I'm at the moment.
And she's such a talent, like, and that's the thing, I think, when you hear a real voice like Jill's, it finds its way, and I always think of someone like Chance the Rapper, right, that he's stayed independent, he's built his own music for so long, like, found the right people to invest in it, and then, do you know what, the talent, then the right people then find it, and it just finds its way,
Jill's like, her voice is, like, your voice is insane, Jill.
Thank you so much.
And even, because I've heard, like, I didn't realise until, like, literally just before you came on that I've actually met you before.
Yeah, he's met you.
Yeah, I know.
You've met her.
I don't know if you remember, so I was being quiet about that.
And I just remember, like, your voice is just so, like, soulful. Like, it's just one of those powerful voices, and it's great to, like, to know that you're still... You're still pushing.
Still plugging away.
Which is good.
So, Jill, so I've got to ask you as well. So how did you, when you first started with music, like, I've with following your pages and everything, like, you're very, you're quite a spiritual person.
Yes, I am,
So did you start off singing in church, or did you,
No,
what is your...
No, I didn't even grow up in the church. That was something that came to me later in my life.
Oh, wow.
About around 25 years old, I made that decision, and I became a Christian. And so, I am very spiritual. But where I found it myself, it wasn't kind of, it wasn't something that I grew up with. But I've definitely, I don't know, I feel like my voice has almost improved since finding that as well, because it's added a different element to it that's kind of, it's just special, because I'm connecting on a different level now. It's just, different, really. Mm. So, I didn't learn how to sing there, but since then, obviously by going to church, I've definitely honed my craft a lot and kind of perfected it by being around quite a lot of kind of gospel singers and people that really know how to
sing.
You know, just harmonise and just connect like that. So it's kind of added a different kind of element to it. So,
And do you not find, Jill, as well, like, when you're... Because I tell everyone as well, I'm really always, spoke about God, really been a believer all my life. And I think when you have that, it's times, not just in the music industry, but times in life that are up and down and you go through difficult times. It carries you, doesn't it? It just carries you through and
I don't know if I'd be in the music business. There can be so many highs and lows, and you have to have a really thick skin.
So
and without that kind of spirituality to lean on, I just, for me, it was also, I've had a lot going on in my life. You know, lost my mum at like 23 years old. And there's been things, it's almost really who I am, like, massively. That might sound really cliched and really. Like,
we're losing her a little bit, aren't we, Jill? Are you still with us?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you now.
I think it's a signal thing. But Jill, that's so, like, when you hear a story there of, losing a mum as well, you just think, God, and to carry and to do all this in a life, it's so, honestly, Jill, you're so inspirational.
Yeah, and whenever you perform, like, you can just see the passion. Like,
you see it.
Like, both, like, you can hear it in your voice, but then just, like, just even in your eyes, like, when you sing, it's just like, you can just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
oh,
there's...
Oh, wow,
thank you. It's a gift, like that you've... It's a gift that you've got, you know?
And Jill, I don't know, I mean, your next project that you're doing, whether I can write on it or offer help in some way, I'm gonna jump on board with this EP. I'm gonna find the right people, just work together and get the music out there, you know, and just do all that, because she's brilliant. Jill, are you still there?
Hello?
She's like, I don't want your songs. Jill?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We're struggling. Right. So, Jill, I don't know if you can hear us. Me and Giovanni were saying this weekend, the show The X Factor is coming on. It's one of them, Jill, as well, where it's like over the years I've done so much now with my music. Giovanni was saying like so many now didn't even...
I know, I've seen you.
And they didn't even... Most people now, honestly, very rarely even ask about the show. But do you find, do you still get asked a lot about The Voice because you did The Voice? Do you...
Like yourself, over the years, it's becoming less and less because obviously I've worked doing lots of other different things since then. So more you kind of get your name about, like, and establish yourself and keep going independently, slowly it just becomes another thing that you've done, which is actually good because, like, I was always doing stuff before The Voice, as I'm sure you were as well, and then after it as well. But obviously where it's such an impactful show, like it goes out to millions of people, that people remember that, of course. But yeah, I mean, cause some people remember it, some people don't. I think I'm intentional about not making it the core of everything that I do, but I'm also not ashamed of it at the same time because it was a massive platform. So it's part of my journey, but not all of my journey. Yeah. If that makes sense.
And did you enjoy? So, did you actually enjoy being on the show at the time? Was it a good experience?
Mixed feelings. Yeah, I loved the day of the blind audition. I had the best time ever, best day of my life, but obviously the highs and lows that come when you go home off a show like that and some of the media attention, I thought that's difficult to get your head around when you're not massively prepared for it. So I just always sang, like I didn't really think about that stuff, but I guess it taught me to be wise with my words and to just know who I'm talking to, do you know what I mean? And
goodness me.
And but yeah, when, and when how to navigate.
When you actually saw her blind audition, that was when I first heard her singing. I was like, oh my goodness, she's so good. Goodness me.
Yeah, because I can remember sort of like, just like, I think I might have even messaged you during like Facebook or something and been like, oh, let me know when your next gig is. I'm coming down.
Exactly.
Sure maybe, that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did actually. And I didn't get a reply. I'm joking.
Yeah, it's So long ago.
Jill, so we've got to now, I mean, just to wrap everything up now as well, Jill, so are you going to be playing any more shows so people can, so everyone, Jill's Twitter name, is it, so it's Jill Marie
Cooper? Just Jill Marie Cooper, very simple, and the same on Instagram, so I'm quite easy to find. At the moment, all my energy is going into getting this campaign going to crowdfund, like actually making my EP, because I have the songs, I just need to complete them. Yeah. But actually I also go on tour with a show called Rip It Up. You might have seen me posted about that on my Instagram. But it's basically with some people that have been on Strictly Come Dancing. So we've actually got Aston Merigold this year, Harry Judd from McFly, Lewis Smith, who's an athlete, and they do like loads of dances, and it's kind of I'm the singer that facilitates all of that. So for this year, we did 50s last year. This year, it's ripped up through the 60s. So I get to sing all, like at a time like this, it's a real honour. But I get to sing like quite a lot of the Aretha stuff and the Motown stuff.
Wow.
And,
wow.
It's a pretty special one. We play in the Palladium at sometime in October. I can't remember the exact date. But that's not me showcasing my own stuff, but it's definitely where people can hear me sing until then. And then as soon as that finishes, I'm getting on with my EP and promoting that, and then I'll be booking shows in.
Wow.
So that's kind of the plan.
Jill.
It's quite an exciting few months, so
You're a winner, Jill. Yeah. She's a winner. Yeah. Come on. So everyone, so keep supporting Jill, everyone. You can keep on her Twitter and everything. And Jill, listen, we will meet at some point. I'm going to come to your next show.
We have to.
I'm going to come to the West End thing.
Giovanni, I'm coming as well.
Giovanni's going to bring me. He's going to wear the fancy shirt at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to wear one of my loud shirts.
you guys should come down. I'll try and sort you out. I shouldn't say that on air because then people be like, can you sort me out?
Well, Jill, listen, thank you so much, Jill. And everyone, listen, follow all the Twitters and we're going to keep up with what you're doing next, my love.
Yeah, thanks, Jill.
Thank you, Jill. And I look forward to hearing you sing again soon as well. Yeah. I love your voice.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice of you.
I met Laura, but I'm sure you've got a great voice as well.
We love you, Jill. Thanks so much, Jill.
Lots of love.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
I think it's
he kills me.
Yeah, speaking of good voices, Stevie Wonder.
Gee, everyone, I think it's time for some music. Let's do it.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
presents.
We do have Dr. Marcel in the house.
I went to Bestival. I was kind of upset though. I had to book a return cab at 11:20.
Okay.
The legend,
yeah.
That's Jimmy Cliff. Yeah, he was meant to start at 10:30. So he finally started at 11, yeah? Doing, oh, baby, baby. It's
wow.
All
right.
And he was doing it as I was walking to the cab. I knew after that, I can see clearly now was coming after that.
Many rivers to cross.
You know what I'm saying? Like the harder they come. I was so vexed. I was so gutted. I was like, no way am I missing those tunes. But I had to leave because otherwise I'd been stranded.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. You just gotta bend your knees on beat, you know? It's you, baby. Miles from home, my style has grown. Sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of only to me. Spoil me with your bad. You are like royalty, baby, catch that. See, the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing with other that you sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top
won't
five in the
you,
game.
Baby, in the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. You want your mind.
And cheese before bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place at the late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot, I guess I rap for you. You used to say that this is magical. After you, chivalry I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I wanna tease you just to laugh at you. So the makeup could be a fashion
won't you,
move.
Baby,
come on.
In the city lights, yes. I swear I hear you call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck, you want your mind. In New York, raining. In New York, raining. It's
rain. You call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great, but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane. But when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you. I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am. You're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss. What all we miss? You all what I miss, and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss from the world, but with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly wanna slip the awesomest kiss. Call me whenever, call me forever. As long as I can call us together. I love you.
In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name.
Miss Rita, Mr. Charlie.
And that's one of something that you wrote?
Yeah. So that was New York Raining, everyone. Check out New York Raining. So we've now got another guest on the phone. This is going to be our last guest for today, Giovanni. Giovanni, it's gone so fast.
It's gone, like, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. So everyone, it's a pleasure to introduce this next guest. Me and this gentleman actually met because him and his business very much inspired me. So as you all know, I love inspirational stories, business situations and everything. It's amazing. So this is the founder of an amazing coffee shop in London. You've all got to check it out. Hackney Coffee Company. This is John Penn. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi there. How are you going? You well?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yeah, very good.
Oh, John, listen, thank you so much for coming out. John, I've got to tell, so Giovanni, me and John met because obviously like, I'd studied his business and I was like, oh my God, what a guy to start a business like this. And John, you were the nicest man in the world. So I was like, I'm defo going to welcome him onto my first radio show. John, I've been so nervous.
No, brilliant. Thank you. Thanks for bringing me on.
So me and Giovanni of today have been studying how you started your business. Like, I read online that you started it in 2008, was it, when you went to South America? Is that the story?
Yeah, so basically there's three of James and another friend of ours, Kevin. James and Kevin were kind of friends for a number of years, and yeah, they went on a bit of a trip around South America for 6 months. And on the back of that, they sort of thought, you know, they got really a taste for the whole coffee thing. And it was one of those things that didn't really, it probably sat quiet for a few years, and then an opportunity came up about 3 years ago now, where Kevin's family own a big building. It's I think it's a 150-year-old brewery in on Hackney Road, which is where the building is now. An opportunity came up where his dad looked to retire, and we kind of moved in. At the time, didn't really know what we were going to do with the business. Bounced a few ideas around, and that's kind of where we saw that, you know, the whole coffee industry is really taking off, especially in the kind of more specialty coffee scene. It's becoming more and more popular. People want to get the quality as opposed to just mainstream coffee. So that kind of kicked it off, really.
So, and my question is, though, John, I mean, when you first started the business, like, did you ever have this, like, because me and Giovanni were talking about this earlier in the show, where when you're sort of self-employed and you've got to, like, you know, stimulate yourself every day and inspire yourself to get up and to keep working on your business. Did you ever panic at first and think, no, I'm not going to take the risk, I'm just going to stay in, like, you know, a 9-to-5 and work for someone else? Did you ever feel like that?
This is my the first business I set up was about 25, and we grew that business to, it became an international business. We sold products all over the world, and that was probably the more entrepreneurial scary story for me in terms of, you know, the stress and everything. This one, having done, you know, obviously it's a completely different business. It's still within retail, which is kind of my background. But the kind of having been through those really scary moments in the previous business, it kind of does set you up. But nonetheless, what you kind of do go through, it doesn't matter how many businesses you do, going, you know, starting a business from scratch again, is you forget how painful and challenging it can be. Mm-hmm. Even though you've built up more experience over the years, and I sort of see the journey very similar, I guess, to, you know, people like yourself, musicians or creative people within, you know, various mm-hmm. different sort of skill sets, where you've got this passion, you want to do something, and you know, everybody only sees that surface of when you become successful. And what they forget is the fact that for the other, you know, 10, 20 years of you grafting away in the background, that's the stuff that, you know, is what gets you there, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So John, what advice would you give to sort of any, like, budding entrepreneurs that are listening today, who, you know, might want to start their own business, but they just haven't quite, you know, got themselves to doing so?
The key things I would say, the first one is don't chase money, chase passion.
Mm.
I made that mistake before, where you chase money, you know, you get it, but then very quickly you become disengaged and it becomes boring.
Mm.
I would say focus on passion, because, you know, when times get challenging and difficult, you need to love what you're doing, otherwise you won't go through that dark period, and everyone has to go through that stage. Mm. So chase passion, and also then also focus on what you're actually good at, because again, you've, as much as you might want to, you know, I don't know, be a football player, for example, and that's your thing, and you're passionate about it, but you may actually be quite rubbish at it. There's absolutely no point chasing a career in something that you're passionate about but not necessarily good at. So for me, it's about looking at, you know, being honest with yourself, what am I really good at and what are my natural skills?
Mm.
And then also, I mean, obviously certain skills you can learn on the way, but there will be a set of innate skills that you are naturally talented at. Everyone's got those skills, you just got to find them. And then focus on what you're passionate about. And then within that, it's about, you know, finding an opportunity. And I would say to anyone, just, yeah, life is too short. Have a go. There's no point. Worst case, you go back and get a job.
Yeah, that's right. And John, my next question is, right, I've really, really struggled with this over the years, and I thought, when I speak to John today, I have to ask him, John, how do you find maintaining, like, a personal, you know, a personal life balance with a work balance? Giovanni, do you find this, like, the more you do, like, no, because I write for so many people, then write all my own stuff, then do the artist thing.
Mm.
Personal life is pretty much
non-existence. Yeah.
Like, so, John, how do you, because John's got a family, aren't you, John, as well?
Yeah, I've got two daughters.
Is that quite easy for you, or how
so
do you?
One of the best, I'd say the first time around, so the last business that we built to a reasonable size, now that I've came out of that business, looking back on it, I realised that probably 98% of my life was my business. I literally lived and breathed it, and, you know, many times slept in the office and everything. So what you then realise is, when you come out of a business, it's about getting balance a bit more. So for me now, it's I try to have and there's a network I'm involved in, which is called Entrepreneurs Organization.
You told me about this. Are you in this? I think I've
met you before, John.
Yeah, Giovanni thinks he's met you, John.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Does the name Hannah Lee Fish ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I know Hannah Lee. Yeah. Okay, so you met Hannah Lee.
I know Hannah Lee quite well, and I DJed at one of the EO events at Hilton. And I think I met you there, and you told me about your.
I remember now. Yeah, that was me.
What are the chances?
So for me, the network itself is great, because it's lots of other entrepreneurs in the network, and they're all there to support and sort of share experiences and the challenges that everyone goes through. And I found that, well, there's a thing, what we do once a month, where we meet and we sort of share the sort of stresses and the challenges that we have each month. And I think for me, it's the only time in the month where it's almost like a personal MOT, where you sort of step out of your world and you kind of look at your business, you look at your family, your personal life, and go, right, have I got balance, and am I achieving the goals across those different parts of my life, and so, am I on track? And I think that, for me, once a month, taking that step out of my life for, you know, for half a day, and focusing on, you know, what are my personal goals, what are my business goals, what are my family goals, and am I, you know, am I sacrificing, or am I spending too much time in one area? And it may be that there's lots of troughs and, you know, peaks and lows, as it were, but I think when you focus on, you've got to realise that, that there's, you know, different aspects of your life, and it's trying to get that balance. It's not easy, but I think having once a month a little step out to assess is what I find works for me.
That's
not
so
to say I've nailed it.
Yeah.
And I was, do you know, it's the funniest thing, John, because I said to one of my producers recently, I said, I went through this stage where I was like, I just feel like writing music constantly, right? And I said, right, what I'm going to do is, I know this is totally obsessive, John knows what I'm like, but I said, what I'm going to do is, I said, I'm going to lock myself in every day for 6 months and do nothing but write songs. So write, go in the studio, write studio, nothing else. You know, obviously see my family are with me, but, and just do that. Mm. And to see if my songs improve. And the weirdest thing was after a month of writing a song every day and doing nothing else, I had so much melody, but there was no story. There was no lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is basically, like, obviously that's in a music sense, but it tells you need balance because you become grey. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah.
You just get where...
Because you get inspiration.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, you get inspiration, don't you, just from doing life and, you know, and you, like, if you're out there with family, etc., it just gives you that opportunity to kind of, you know, reassess and to draw inspiration to then go and put back into your craft, whether that's you with your coffee business, or Laura with her music, or even like me with my DJing. Sometimes I have to stop DJing and I have to just go out and enjoy a night just to kind of you know, just to see what the trends are, what, you know, and
and just to live a little bit as well and get out and, you know.
So yeah, John, sometimes you need a good break, don't you?
Yeah. So John, so my next question is, John, what do you order in a coffee shop? I really want to know, what's his favourite coffee drink?
So my favourite is, I'm a latte fan, but that's my coffee of choice. But we do all sorts in there. But I'm probably, my brother's more, he's the man for the details, so I'm more the sales guy.
Oh, and everyone, like, honestly, John has sent me some of his coffee, and I'm still yet to go to the actual little shop, but his coffee is the greatest. Mm. So everyone has got a... John, what is the Twitter again? It's Hackney Coffee Company.
It's Hackney, Hackney Coffee Co.
There we go.
And we're on Instagram or Twitter. The other cool thing we're doing now is we're working with some of the... We're getting a lot of live musicians coming in each week, so because we've got quite a big space. So that's quite good. So we're creating a bit of a platform there for people to, you know, share their music and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's all good.
So people can have live music, good coffee. There's nothing better in life.
Mm. And cocktails there as well.
Oh, and you do cocktails as well, John.
Yeah.
So right, me and Giovanni's going.
Yeah, no, you guys should come down.
Yeah. We'll go down and we'll have a...
So, and John, what is the actual address in Hackney? Because Giovanni's a Hackney boy. Well, you're East London, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's in East. So what is the address so people can go?
503 Hackney Road, and we're literally a stone throw from Cambridge Heath Station or Bethnal Green.
Yeah, so check it out, everyone, and go in and meet John, because what an amazing guy. He's so inspiring and a lovely human being.
Awesome.
Well, John, listen, thank you so much, John, for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Brilliant. And, thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, John, thank you so much. And everyone, get on his Twitter now and send him a message. Thanks so much, John. We love you, John.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Right, I think... It's time we get... I don't know, that was really nice, wasn't it?
That was so nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love, everyone, as well? I've just been telling Giovanni, I love people.
Mm.
So, you know, when you meet, like, lovely people, like, it's so nice, you know, just speaking with these amazing business people, and they're so just beautiful-hearted. So it's so nice, Giovanni. I love it.
He's doing.
Giovanni's doing like, really, Laura's going to cry.
No, yeah, I know, because it's so just emotional. Today's just been... It's been like positively weird, because obviously these are the guests that you've brought on, and obviously two of them I've encountered before.
But Giovanni is Mr. London, everyone. He knows everyone. He's one of these people that he knows everyone.
Nah.
So, Giovanni, what are we going to play next? Well, shall we?
I mean, you know, like, it's like, you know, it's like 4 minutes.
Yes, Neil.
It's 4 minutes to six. So, you know, the time just flies, doesn't it?
Everyone, it's and, time for us to be
you know,
going.
Like, it's been so much fun, you know, like, being on FUBAR Radio with the lovely Laura White.
There we go. Giovanni, I tell you, we've had a lovely day. We started off and I said, Giovanni, I'm very nervous. Mm. It's my first radio show. And like I said, I was a big, big fan of FUBAR.
Mm.
So I just thought, oh my gosh. But listen, I wanted to make a show that was just inspiring for people and, you know, and just for everyone who's listening, who's like starting a business or whatever they want to do, music lovers.
Mm.
I just think that's what, and that's I think what the world
needs.
Today.
Yeah, yeah. I think the listeners will be inspired by what you've put
Definitely.
Together for them. So, yeah.
So Giovanni, what's your Twitter as well, lovey?
My Twitter is at Giovanni Letford. So it's spelled JEVANNILETFORD.
I got it.
Yeah. And yours?
And he is the loveliest boy ever. I love him for life. No, you saved my life today. So my Twitter, everyone, you can keep on with me on Laura White Fish, which is half of official.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, official Laura White.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone, I mean, like I said, we're going to have Giovanni's got all sorts coming this year. You've all got to keep on everything he's doing on his Twitter. He's got TV things coming up, which you can't talk about yet, but it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And also radio stuff. And then everyone, keep on supporting. Me and Hugel's got our song coming. Keep supporting the Bugsy track. My next single's coming soon.
Mm.
Super exciting, let's and everyone.
On, let's get on your Heartbreaker track.
Here we go, everyone. Yeah. Shout out to Miss Banks for doing Heartbreaker as well.
This is the perfect track for us to bow out on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And everyone, listen, enjoy the music. And thank you so much for tuning in. And it just means the world to us. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Come on and sing to me. I'm liking how you made my soul right. I like how you move to me. So move your body closer to mine. You're kissing me. Now I don't see nobody else. I'm blind. I got your energy. Red around my body. Calling me, temptation's taking over my mind, over my mind. Well, I know you're into me, so you can play your games. It's alright, it's alright. Well, you can't see me. Now I don't see nobody else. I'm blind.
There's no stopping you moving sleazy, but you're claiming you need me. We could be chilling, living, champ sipping. Still, you chase women, you don't see my vision. Roll with Banks, number one in the rank. Give me peas, that's not everything I need. Love me down, take me all over town. But he loving other people, bear nighing around. Eat my snacks, wanna back. Caught me LV with the wallet to match. Spit game instead of giving me facts. Why you playing with these hoes? Relax, keep my heart intact. I bounce back with that healing aura. In some off-white, trying to kick it with Laura. You need to drop lust and gain my trust. Until then, there can never be us. What? Hey.
Heartbreaker, I need another. I can take can take ya. Kinda like it how you do it on me. Kinda like it how you move it on me. Yeah, yeah. Heartbreaker, I don't need nothing, I can take ya. Kinda like it how you move it. Kinda like it how you do it, do it, do it, baby.